Well, here you go. A couple of things. I'm going to share a little story with you here. Woman jailed for assaulting her boyfriend with a socket wrench in Jackson County. That's going to leave a mark, I'm going to tell you right now. She broke through the front door, assaulted her ex-boyfriend with a socket wrench before she was detained by police. Happened October 12th, Rives Junction. Anyhow, she broke several windows and then broke into the house. She was detained by MSP and others. Steve Doolin here with me. Doolin, I think we need to regulate socket wrenches because clearly they can do great damage, great bodily harm if used improperly. We cannot have socket wrenches just in the hands of people we don't know and haven't done background checks on. Good grief, what's going on?
Well, nearly as ridiculous, the awful archery attack in Norway does have some Americans calling for archery control. It's not a joke.
Come on.
They want to become England, where you can't buy kitchen cutlery, if you're under the age of majority, whatever it is over there, 18 years old, I believe. You can't even buy plastic cutlery in the UK if you are not an adult. They have
What if you're in the UK and you go to the restaurant and you pick up takeaway, as they call it, right? You get to-go food. They call it takeaway there, right? And you need a plastic knife or fork. What do you? They just say eat with your fingers.
You got to show ID.
Oh, come on. Is that really true?
Oh, it's true to buy it in stores for sure. I'm assuming it's the same for takeaway, but I've seen evidence that this is the case. If you buy it in stores, they can't sell it to, say, a 16-year-old who's out and about on his or her own without showing ID. You've got to show ID and prove you're old enough to buy even plastic cutlery. It's madness. They have knife turn-in boxes on the street corners to try to reduce gang violence.
All right, so for anybody who missed this, we just talked about this a bit ago, but for anybody that missed this, a man armed with a bow and arrow fired at shoppers in a small Norwegian town Wednesday this week, killed five people. He killed five people, several others wounded and hospitalized in intensive care, including a police officer who was off duty inside a shop where part of the attack took place. So it's a mass killing, but the biggest mass killing with a gun in world history, I believe, happened in Norway with Anders Breivik. That happened back in 2011. Anyhow, there's 26,000 people live in this town. It's just about 40 miles outside of Oslo, the nation's capital. But he used a crossbow, apparently. Not a compound bow. First time I've seen the reference to the crossbow. But you actually, you're serious that people believe that now we should take crossbows and archery equipment away from, right in the middle of bow season, by the way, here in the United States.
I'm sure it's not a large number, that there's no organized movement yet, but the comments have already started online, because someone like you or I sees this attack, and, you know, of course, the first thing we think of is that's terrible, awful for the families, and then the next part of the discussion typically turns to, what's the cause of this, right? Is it related to terrorism in some way? And it looks like this one might be, according to some comments from the police.
Well, he's a recently converted, a radical Islamic individual, we're told. Radical Islamic, recent convert is what the articles say.
And the statistics look like the recent converts are more dangerous than folks who grew up in the faith,
right?
As far as that goes. The next thing that happens with someone like me who looks through the prism of Second Amendment rights is, well, here's a little bit of evidence that even if you did manage to wave the magic wand and make all the guns disappear, which, you know, we know is impossible, but even if you could, there would still be ways for lunatics to harm numbers of people. And it turns out, you know, that this 13th century technology works for harming large numbers of people relatively quickly in about half an hour. And that's the way I look at it. But then I run into folks online who look at it the other way and say, oh, well, obviously, what we need is to take our gun control style laws and apply them to bows and arrows.
Right.
It's the discussion, the Overton window, you know, the window of possible solutions that government might impose is sliding downward toward let's control bows and arrows.
Yeah, here it is. The from the Washington Examiner, Norway's police force says the suspect accused of killing five people with a bow and several arrows, it's a crossbow to be clear, Wednesday was previously known to them as a radicalized Muslim convert, and that it is now investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. Espen Braithen, 37, the suspect. There you have it.
Yeah, and you know, awful all the way around, just terrible. But there's a way of looking at the world that immediately leaps to, we need more laws to impose more controls on innocent people.
It makes no sense, does it?
To me, sad. No, there's no logic, and you know, no more than there's any logic to the idea of gun control, because all gun control does is prevents honest people from having or possessing or using the guns that are being controlled. It certainly doesn't stop the criminals, and if you impose whatever control you can think of, human beings will still find a way to hurt one another, even socket wrenches, as you said.
Even socket wrenches. And I'm telling you, that's going to leave a mark that says Craftsman right on your forehead. Doolin, I got to leave it right there. Yikes. I guess she was mad, right? Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, professor, and an all-around good guy. Have a nice next couple of days, all right?
Thanks, Gruber. You too.
There you have it. Doolin's out the door. Still coming, Congressman Bill Heisinger is going to join me, but not before I tell you about Buffalo Bill. Not Buffalo Bill Heisinger, of course.